Green economy, renewable and alternative energy are terms often heard during discussions about the country's energy solutions. You hear them frequently, but perhaps you're not certain about their meaning or even why they're being discussed in the first place. Today we'll talk about the terms, their meaning, their relationship to each other, and why the government is increasing its focus in these areas. Green economy. The United Nations Environment Programme defines a green economy as one which reduces environmental risks while facilitating sustainable development. Simply put, a green economy is not heavily dependent on fossil fuel, encourages energy efficiency, and improves human well-being. Renewable energy. Renewable energy is generated from natural resources such as sunlight, wind, and rain. Renewable energy technologies range from solar power, hydroelectricity, biomass, and biofuels for transportation. Alternative energy. Alternative energy is a term used for an energy source that is a substitute to fossil fuels. Generally, these sources have low environmental impact. So, what is the relationship between these three? The green economy is an important tool for sustainable development. Presently, Jamaica imports fossil fuel, that is crude oil, to meet 90% of its energy needs. This comes at an annual cost of approximately $2 billion. Energy Minister Philip Polwell says this energy bill is unsustainable and must be reduced.
The price of electricity has been high and we are doing no good to the environment. So our first mission is to diversify.
In addition, the country's energy generating capacity is set to become obsolete by 2017. Thus, in response to what has been termed an energy crisis, the government has embarked on a thrust to expand the country's energy base through the use of a mix of renewable and alternative energy.
We have been so stuck on imported fossil fuel that we have never been able to realize that there is indeed liberation if we change our mindset.
The use of these energy sources aims to reduce the country's dependence on fossil fuel by at least 20%. This is expected to create a green economy where the environment and people positively benefit. The government is making strides toward creating this green economy with increased investment in renewable energy projects.
Jamaica wants to ensure that at any given time, when we have one of the sources declining, all our eggs would not have been in the same basket. We are going to be moving away from our main energy source being liquids, gasoline, heavy fuel, oil, diesel, and moving towards natural gas and its derivatives. We intend to fully embrace renewables.
Renewable energy projects being pursued by the government include Wigton Wind Farm Phase 3, the construction of a 24-megawatt power facility in Manchester, operated by 12 wind-powered turbines. This will bring Wigton's total capacity to 62.7 megawatts, increasing renewable energy input to the national grid by more than 2%. Wigton 3 is also expected to reduce national oil consumption by over 37,100 barrels per year. More than $200 million will be saved annually as a result of this project. Blue Mountain Renewables, a 36.3 megawatt wind farm to be located in St. Elizabeth. The wind farm will generate electricity using 11 wind turbines and will provide power to the national grid via the Jamaica Public Service Company's Spurtree substation in Manchester. The BMR wind energy project is expected to result in the creation of just under 200 jobs. So we can conclude that the path to sustainable development can be achieved by the creation of a green economy through investment in renewable energy projects. This is expected to positively impact the economy through lowering of the country's energy bill, climate change mitigation, reducing air pollution, and increasing employment opportunities. This emphasis on renewable and alternative energy sources is in keeping with the Vision 2030 plan to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.